Brazil's climate threat. On the day the UN released its special report on global warming, showing we now only have until 2030 to halt climate change, the biggest winner in the first round of the Brazilian presidential election was far-right candidate Jair Bolsonaro. He, like right populist US President Trump, is a climate change denier, and plans to withdraw Brazil from the UN's already insufficient Paris Climate Accord. Alarmingly, he also intends to allow more deforestation of the Amazon rainforest for profit. The loss of further trees from the Amazon will affect everyone on Earth. Forests play a crucial role in maintaining global carbon dioxide levels, the rise of which is a major cause of climate change. Worldwide, trees suck up 2.4 billion metric tons of carbon each year, with the massive Amazon absorbing a quarter of that total. The Amazon also emits 20% of the world's oxygen. Recent research suggests it is the beating heart of the Earth, as millions of trees work together as a kind of biotic pump releasing water vapor into the air. This process creates flying rivers in the atmosphere that circulate water and weather patterns around the planet. But the Amazon is losing its ability to soak up carbon dioxide, emit oxygen, and play its crucial role in water circulation and weather. Deforestation and higher temperatures from global warming have resulted in trees dying at an increasing rate. Cattle ranching accounts for about 70% of Amazon deforestation. Trees burnt for fuel release their captured carbon dioxide, and the metabolic activity of cattle also releases it. The UN report says the planet will reach the crucial threshold of 1.5 degree C above pre-industrial levels by as early as 2030, risking extreme drought, wildfires, floods, and food shortages for hundreds of millions of people. It urges governments to make rapid, far-reaching and unprecedented changes in all aspects of society. But as shown by Trump in the US and Bolsonaro in Brazil, the capitalists only want to further their own national interests and personal profits. Climate change is therefore a political issue that can only be mitigated by socialist international solidarity and economic planning. Workers around the world can unite to revolutionize energy production by taking over the energy giants and big corporations and forcing a switch to renewable green energy. Richard Wirth, Newton Abbott Devon,